With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Congress approves of funds to prevent a government shutdown.
Congress has passed another short-term spending measure that would keep one set of federal agencies operating through March 8th and another set through March 22nd. The extension averts a shutdown for parts of the federal government that would otherwise have kicked in at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. The bill now goes to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. The short-term extension is the fourth in recent months. Lawmakers are voicing increased optimism that it'll be the last before Congress approves two separate spending packages totaling more than $1.6 trillion for the full fiscal year. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Vladimir Putin delivers his annual State of the Nation address 2 weeks before Russia's 2024 presidential election.
This address was part campaign speech, part State of the Nation, and State of the World, as Vladimir Putin sees it, with warnings to the West and promises to his people that life here will get better if he stays in the Kremlin. Apparently responding to President Macron of France not ruling out sending troops to Ukraine, the Kremlin leader warned of tragic consequences if that happened and the danger of a nuclear war that would end civilization. He painted a picture of a Russia that is growing stronger, more confident, more united. But objectively, there is also more repression here. Vladimir Putin made no reference to that.
Flu vaccines have been 42% effective so far this season, that according to recent estimates from the CDC. The vaccines were estimated to be at least 41% effective in protecting adults against influenza hospitalization. For kids, vaccines were estimated to be 52% to 61% effective. Flu activity can last until May. This is SRN News. Many Americans support a 16-week abortion ban.
According to the latest poll from YouGov, 48% of respondents think barring the procedure after 16 weeks of pregnancy is reasonable. 35% oppose such a ban. 16% are not sure. Former President Trump has indicated his support for a 16-week ban, but President Biden says he doesn't want any kind of federal limitation on abortion, vowing to return the country to Roe v. Wade if he wins the election in November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Kentucky are working on a bill that would grant the right to collect child support for unborn children. A number of Republican-led states are considering legislation that takes into account the humanity of unborn babies. Georgia also allows prospective parents to claim income tax deductions for dependent children before birth. Utah enacted a pregnancy tax break last year. This is SRN News. The leader of Hamas is capitalizing on the number of Palestinians killed so far in the war with Israel. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Large numbers of dead Gaza civilians are not without benefit to the cause. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that terrorist Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar told his cohort to negotiate a ceasefire that heavy civilian losses generate sympathy for Israel's enemies within the international community. Seeing the strategic and tactical benefits of collateral damage, it becomes a simple matter to justify non-combatants, including young children, as human shields. During the Israel-Hamas war, thousands of Gazans have died as Israel tries unconvincingly to destroy Hamas. The Wall Street Journal predicts that once the war ends, Sinwar himself will surface and claim victory for the Palestinians. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.